Okay, so we are back from that beautiful performance. And like I said earlier on, I did have a surprise for you. I also played a video from Spencer Barbosa on TikTok. So obviously, if you watch TikTok, you do know her. And this topic in this feature was inspired through my struggles. You know, as a woman in today's society, in today's age, you do struggle with body image and self-esteem and so on and so forth. And it's something normal, but I feel like it's something extremely difficult to express, especially when you're young and you don't have a Spencer Barbosa, or you are not even Spencer Barbosa, you know what I mean? So I have so many Spencer Barbosas. I have my mother, I have my sisters, I have even my nieces, cousins, so on and so forth. They are all my Spencer Barbosas. But I feel like my Spencer Barbosa that is more relatable, somebody that's exactly my age, I actually thought of bringing her in to speak to all of you. So that's actually my bestie, Mawade Abdullah. She is sitting here right now. She was actually part of the Nasheed group, and she is still nervous because I feel like she didn't expect everything to happen so quickly. So hi, bestie.
Hi.
Are you still nervous?
I'm calmed down because like I'm into it now, so I feel like I'm okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm good.
Okay. So what does it mean to you to love yourself and your body?
Okay, to me, it's very important to love yourself because in this world, you get a lot of challenges and people's going to put you down no matter what. They're going to judge you. You're going to think, oh my God, like, why is people judging me and stuff? But no matter what, you shouldn't listen what other people say because you're your own kind of person and you should just do you, like you, that queen. So just focus on what you think is best for you and less what others think.
And that's on period.
Yeah.
So on the days that you specifically feel insecure about yourself, what do you do to hype yourself up?
Okay, so me, I don't put myself down. Like, yes, we all get that bad days, but if I do, I will get myself up. I will jam to some beautiful music, you know, to like make me feel like I'm on top of the world. And compliment myself in the mirror and tell myself that I am that girl. Period.
So since we're on the topic of hyping ourselves up for the girls who are struggling with their bodies or their body image, what are your best tips to get us out of that negative space?
Okay, so I feel like, first of all, my first step is that you have to accept your body. It's not going to be easy, but acceptance is very important because if you're not going to accept yourself and you're going to have that mindset to think that I have to change myself to look better for who knows who, because you are beautiful just the way you are. And always remember that everyone is special out there, and that there's not, you're not going to get another person like you, because you are worth it in this world and you are that person. Thank you.
In one of Spencer Barbosa's videos, she plays a game with herself where she takes her biggest insecurities and turns it into something that she should love about herself. If you are comfortable, would you like to share one of your insecurities and turn that into something that you now love about yourself?
Okay, so I wouldn't say it's insecurity, but I would also say it is. So my height, all my life, I never liked being tall because, I don't know, I just never used to like it because everyone was always like putting it out there. And I just always felt like I'm the biggest person out of all of them. But over the years, I started to love it because, I mean, this is me, you know, and I can't change it. My creator created me like this, and I should learn to love myself, and I do. Thank you.
If there's anything you should say or you would love to say to Spencer Barbosa right now, what would you tell her?
I would just want to tell her that I appreciate you so much, Spencer Barbosa. You are an inspiration to the young youth out there. You are just amazing, you know, and people feel better about themselves because of you. And yeah, I love
that.
So
that is so true. She's a literal queen.
She
honestly
she
changed
is.
My mindset regarding my own insecurities and my body, so on and so forth. So each and every girl has that song that makes them feel like they're on top of the world. Do you have that song? And what is it?
Yes, I do. It's Thursday by Jess Glynn.
I think we should play that after this.
Okay.
You know, so everybody can, yeah. But also specifically with females, we go through tough times, and sometimes, you know, you go through breakups or whatever the problem is, and you want to change your body because in society you have this misconception of you change because of your body. I can't even explain it myself, but people go out in gym, yes, that's fine, because when you go gym, basically, you know, you're changing your body, you're loving yourself,
yes,
you know,
yes,
you're just being there for you. But with changing your body, people think that you need to change your personality. And personally, I don't agree with that, because at the end of the day, you're still yourself. You are still the exact
yes,
same person.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Yes, for me, if you change yourself because, like, you want to love yourself more and you think, no, something needs to be changed on your body and you go for it, never think you need to change your personality, because you still need to have that beautiful soul, because your body doesn't describe who you are. Your soul does, your personality, how you are. And people doesn't... Yes, people look on your body, but most of the people fall in love with your soul. So never think that you need to change your personality, because you are beautiful inside and out. So, yeah.
Point blank, period. So for the lovely ladies that are struggling to love themselves, what is your advice to help them start on this journey of self-love?
Okay, so first of all, the mindset is very important. The mindset is telling yourself, I'm beautiful. Yes, it's not easy, trust me, you know. Yes, you get ups and downs when it comes to self-love, but always know that you are worth it in this world, and specifically in your heart. No one has a heart like you in this world. And, yeah.
Yeah, you're unique. You know?
Yes, you're unique. And you must never compare yourself. Never compare yourself. Because know that this world is full of comparing. And just know that you are different. Thank you.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Because, like I said, you are unique. You are the only you that
yes,
there is.
Yes.
I feel like that's such a simple but a deep phrase for me. And
yes,
it really helps
true,
me a lot.
True.
So, to the beautiful kids in the hospital, and I know you love kids.
Love.
Do you have any advice or any words for them of positivity for those kids that are struggling with body image?
Okay, so first of all, I just want to say I love you guys, you know. Even though I didn't see you, I love kids, so I just love you guys so much. But first of all, just know that love yourself, you know. Never think that if something is going on now that you're in the hospital and maybe you're losing something, never think less about yourself, because you are beautiful just the way you are. And just know that God did that position for you, for your health. Just, and God gave you a second chance, you know? And just always think that you are beautiful just the way you are, and never put yourself down. Yes, it's not easy, because, I mean, something's happening to you and you look different and maybe something's changing about you. But never think that you are less than others, because I will treat you like you are like me. Thank you.
Oh, cute. So, like, love yourself like somebody you love.
Yes.
Basically, yeah. So that is the end of the interview. And I feel like we could turn this into a series, because loving yourself and your body image is... There's a lot of things
yes,
to speak about.
Yes, there is really a lot of things.
So we spoke now about body image and loving yourself. I feel like for the next one, we maybe could speak about confidence and rejection, because those two do go with one another.
Yes,
and that
yes.
is something that a lot of teenagers do struggle with. So hopefully for the next show, we will be doing that. But thank you so much. Shukran, Mawada.
Afwan, anytime.